Before we get to the episode, I've got something free for you. I'd love to give you a pack of Canva Instagram story templates and Pinterest templates that go with your unique brand's vibes. Whether you're more bright and colorful or more sophisticated and polished, I've got you covered. Take my website personality quiz at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz and you'll be matched with a few gorgeous DIYable website templates that would be perfect for your ideal client's vibes. You'll also get 10% off your template purchase from my shop, a free month subscription to Show It, a full brand personality profile to tell you what design your client is looking for, and of course, those awesome Canva templates. You can get it all now for free at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz. Now, here's the episode. Okay, guys. So as a designer, I absolutely love talking about SEO, and I work SEO strategy into every template and every website I design. Because yes, a website template, before you ever put any of your own info into it, can already be SEO friendly or already an SEO kind of set up to be an SEO disaster that you'll have to overcome later. Obviously, most SEO strategies relate to after you have done your work on the template or website by putting in your own content and images and SEO settings and all of that stuff. But there actually are some things you can look for in templates to make sure they're SEO friendly before you ever buy them, and to just double check that it's going to set you up on the right foot from the start for SEO success. So I thought this was a really fun topic to tackle. So today I'm sharing 3 SEO mistakes that a website template might be making, and I'll tell you how to check this on your own template and website to make sure you're in the clear. And we'll also talk about why these things are important. So today you'll walk away with some major SEO knowledge that you didn't have before. We're kind of going to go a little bit more in depth on SEO strategy besides just the normal stuff you hear every day about SEO. So I design on Show It. If you're a listener of this podcast, you probably already know that. And I absolutely adore Show It. Woohoo. And so as I'm sharing here, I'm definitely thinking somewhat from the perspective of Show It templates. However, everything I'm sharing applies to all types of website templates. So WordPress, Squarespace, Wix, Kajabi, Webflow, all of them. These are design things that a template could be doing poorly on the platform side, like no matter what platform they are using. So no matter what website software you use, you'll get something here. And I want to add too, if you're a designer or you're someone who is DIYing your website by adding more pages to it, these are important things to keep in mind for you as well. And if you already have a website template, maybe you already have a website template from me even, and you're like, hey, I'm probably in the clear on this. I know my website template's great. You're still going to learn some really cool SEO stuff that'll benefit you as a business owner by listening to this episode. Hey guys, I'm Elizabeth McCravey, a website designer and business coach for entrepreneurs and your host for the Breakthrough Brand Podcast, the show that's all about pulling back the curtain on how to actually build a successful business. I don't skim the surface around here. If you want a deep dive into the nitty-gritty details of what it takes to run a successful business and stand out in a crowd, you're in the right place. After creating a multiple six-figure-a-year website design business in my 20s, I'm ready to share everything I've learned and everything I'm still learning, because I believe the keys to building a thriving business should never be a secret. Here you'll find episodes that are actionable, direct, and fun, like French chatting business over coffee, and a fresh, honest take on the reality of being an entrepreneur. If you're ready to master online marketing, branding, website design, mindset, and business strategy, then this is the podcast for you. It's time to build your breakthrough brand. Let's do this. Real quick, before I get into the content, I promise I'll keep this quick, but I've got to tell you, if you're listening to this live-ish or even the week after it airs, my Black Friday sale kicks off in a few days on November 17th, and I've got to say, I'm just so thrilled about this Black Friday. I'm recording this a bit in advance, so I'm like in the gearing up to all the cool things we're doing for it. But I will say, this is going to be the best Black Friday ever. It's an anniversary sale because I actually just celebrated 5 years of having my Show It website template shop at the end of October. That was my template shop anniversary. So I'm doing some really cool stuff as it relates to that anniversary. So anyway, if you are on the hunt for a website template or for helping your design business, you're going to want to check out my Black Friday sale. That kicks off on November 17th. And you can go to elizabethmccravey.com/BF to get the info on the sale or to opt in for the wait list to make sure you get info about it. I'm also going to be doing some really cool giveaways for customers during this, just a little sneak peek there. So anyway, get excited for it. I certainly am. And I'm excited to talk to you now about SEO mistakes. Okay, so let's get to it. Okay, so as I start sharing these, one thing I want to say to start is just to remember that SEO is really complex and there's so many multifaceted layers to it. And obviously, a lot of what's going to impact your SEO long term is what you ultimately, as the business owner, put into your website, whether it's a website template or a custom built site. So I just want to say that. But these are things, again, that relate to website templates specifically. So the first one, page designs that lack content and word count is going to be an SEO mistake your website template might be making. So this is probably the biggest and baddest mistake in my own personal opinion. It is a very complex one. Like I said, we're going into some more like complex SEO strategies here. And this actually, the complexity of this one made me hesitant to include it, but I was like, nope, I'm going to include it because this is really important and I want to teach this to you. So in fact, my pal, Sarah Dunn from Sarah Does SEO, she's been on this podcast before, really awesome episode. I will link to that in the show notes for you. But this is something she's told me specifically that she finds frustrating about a lot of templates out there. And so we've talked about this. I'm like, oh yeah, like this is such a good point. So what I mean by this, pages on a website can be a variety of links when it comes to word count, images, and content in general. But for the purpose of SEO, what we really care about here is word count. And some pages should be short. So I just want to say that from the front end. Like, I'm not saying every page on your website needs to be crazy long or anything like that, but some pages should be short. And that's just the necessity of it. So like, for example, a lead magnet opt-in page might only have the title of the lead magnet, some enticing words that's like maybe a sentence to get you to opt in. And then the opt-in area, maybe an image, and that's it. Like, that's a really short page. There may not even be any scroll on it, okay? If you look at my landing page templates, which is a whole bundle you can get with like 20 landing page designs, it's pretty amazing. I personally use that template all the time. But if you look at that one, you'll see like those pages don't have a lot of content. So like, that is an okay thing. That's why I said this is complex. Like, some pages on your website don't need to have a lot of text. But for some pages, like your homepage, your service page, your about page, you know, your course sales page, things like that, you need those to have actual content on them. And by content, I mean like words and a variety of places and types of writing you're going to do on the page to set you up for SEO and the ability to rank. And from a template perspective, you need to buy a template where the page is set up for you to thoughtfully add content to it. Like, you need to be able to work with a copywriter if you were to do so, and then be able to plug in content into your template, or for you to work with an SEO expert and them to not be like, hey, like, I can't really put any like keywords anywhere about your location and things like that, because there's no spot for it. So that's just something to consider. So versus like, you know, you need a template where they're set up thoughtfully, right? Versus one where on like the key pages, there's not really anywhere to put content, or where the text they're suggesting you add does not make sense in the SEO world. It's like, that doesn't really make sense to put that there. Or like, wait, like, this is supposed to be for a wedding venue, but there's no spot for me to put my location. Like, things like that. It's just going to be a huge miss. So word count on a website page is complex because there is no minimum word count for a page. And also, with that being said, Google's known to rank content higher when it has more words, therefore is more in depth and more helpful information. So like, that's how it sees it. More words means it's more likely to be helpful and it's more in depth content wise. So it's like a complex thing, right? Like I'm saying, there's no like minimum word count that's like, oh, this is the SEO rule that you have to have this many words. So it can be overdone. And that's why I say it's complex. Additionally, there are some things you want to pay attention to called the text to HTML ratio. And what that means, and this relates heavily to what we're talking about here, content in general, but you want there to be more text on the page than there is HTML code on any given page. And this ratio being off can cause you to have some like kind of SEO hits against you, but it can happen because of low word count, like I'm saying, or things like a poorly coded website, having hidden text or text behind images and things like that on the site, and just slow site speed in general caused by like tons of plugins or something like that happening. So anyway, with this first one, what does all this mean that you should look for? So look for templates that have strong opportunities for you to add text, especially on the homepage. And with that, I would add the text that you're adding, like the most important area is going to be higher up on the page versus lower in the page. So like that top hero section, you want to be able to actually add some information about your business there. And if not there, maybe it's designed in such a way that there's not much text space, then the section right after it, having some good room to add information about your business, to add some copywriting. So when a homepage layout gives you few opportunities to add keywords, to describe your products and services, to share your location and things like that, you're missing out on a lot of chances to rank well. And that is a way that your website template could be like inhibiting you from SEO. So anyway, again, that's a more complex one and there are some nuances to it, but hopefully that makes sense and can help you. Okay, these next ones are a little bit less complex, but also are going to be like, again, big SEO knowledge areas for you because this stuff people don't talk about much. Okay, second one, text tag settings being set up incorrectly is an SEO mistake your website could be making. So this is something I teach new designers anytime I can because it's something designers often don't know. So like you often don't know it until you know it. I remember when I first started designing on Showit, I had no idea this was a thing. So if you are in that boat, if you're listening to this as a designer, you're like, wait, what are you talking about? You're not alone. So I feel like I'm constantly showing this to my booked out designer students when I audit their work, whether it's their own website, a template they've designed, or a client site. I'm like checking this for them and then showing them like how to fix it. So what I mean, when I say text tags from an SEO perspective, I'm mainly referring to the title tag, which is also known as the H1 tag or heading one is another way that can be said. And this is something that exists on every website. And depending on what builder you use, it may be described differently or edited differently. So like if you're on Squarespace, you might see this a little different than you would on something like on Showit. But in Showit, it's under like when you select any specific like hunk of text on your website, and then you go under the advanced settings, you're going to see something called text tag. And you have the options for the text to be declared as div, H1, H2, or H3, and then nav, which stands for navigation, or P, which stands for paragraph. So those are kind of the options. And every piece of text is declared one of these things on every page of your website. Okay. So everything is declared something, even if you never set it because your template or the custom site you got built, whatever it is, came with this stuff already declared. So ideally you want just one H1 per page. Although now it's said that Google's actually fine with there being more than one H1, but still considered best practice to just have one H1. But regardless of how you do, you want whatever is the H1 to be what you are declaring as the most important piece of text on the page. That's what you're telling Google, like, hey, this is what this page is about. Okay. And a mistake I often see on templates is where like everything is an H1 or nothing is an H1 or weird combinations where like the button text on all the buttons on the page are an H1 or like, you know, the navigation where it says like home, about, services, contact, like all those are H1. Just, it's not ideal. And it's, again, it's not going to like necessarily cause you never to be able to rank on Google, but this is setting you up to like not start out your SEO journey with your website on a strong foot. So these things go hierarchically. And when you think about setting them up, and they help Google read a page. So again, if your template does this poorly, then you're behind on SEO before you even begin, which I just absolutely hate. And that's why I try to like, again, like educate people on this so that they know how to set it up properly. And it's really fun once you like learn this and decide to like care about it. It can be fun, like double checking it and make sure you're declaring things right and just setting up your template structure wise from the beginning in this way. So anyway, I'm not going to get into like what should be declared, each of those different things, but those are what they are. And if you want to be able to check, let me just look real quick. There's a plugin I actually use to check random websites for this. And again, when I'm helping like booked out designer students with audits or like going through my own templates, that you can do just checking and viewing the website or viewing the template before you buy. And that is the Chrome plugin called Header Checker. Okay. And it's going to like when you load it on any website, you can just hover over text and it'll tell you what is an H1 and an H2 and an H3, maybe an H4. But it tells you those. So it's not going to tell you what's paragraph or div or nav text, but it'll tell you those H1. So you can kind of see like, is that set up well? And that's also a great way to just check your own website quickly without having to go into Show It and click on every single individual text box. So that is called Header Checker. And I'll link to that in the show notes. Okay. The final one, and this one's a short one, but such an important one. And that mistake is the SEO settings already being set up on your website pages Or in addition to that, an accidental request for Google to ignore a page set up on your template already. So this is another common template mistake I see. And again, it's an obvious accidental thing. Like it's not something where, you know, you're doing that on purpose for your template. But sometimes a template can come with SEO settings already declared for you, meaning that they have put in info about the title of the page, the meta description, and things like that. The image, maybe it's already on there, and you may never notice this. Okay. Like, cause you might get your template and you're like, I'm going to worry about the SEO settings later. Maybe you never set them up and you're just like hoping for the best. You should definitely do some SEO settings like on all your pages. I would recommend that, but you might not ever notice this is happening. And when that's the case, then you are now like accidentally trying to rank for things related to whatever that template had put in versus think about your own business. So it's like, it's kind of like working against whatever content you put on the page. Again, it's not going to be a huge make or break it, but it's not ideal. Like you're literally making it to where like if the page were to rank on Google, you're asking Google to show the information that this template had put in, not what you actually are wanting to say. So another thing that relates, oh yeah, let me tell you too, the place to look for that is if you are a Show It user, go to any given page and like look at the overall page settings. And it's that bottom section and it's just called SEO settings. Okay. And that's where you're going to see a page title, meta description, and share image. Okay. And ideally, when you buy a template, that should all be completely blank. And then you are going to be inputting your own information in. And this one is related, so I just kind of put it under the same area because it relates to, it kind of relates to the SEO settings, but it's actually in a different area and Show It. But accidentally having it marked to ask Google to ignore the page, okay? So that is under, if you want to look at your Show It settings, that same page area, it's actually right under SEO settings, under advanced settings. And there's just a little, it's kind of easy to miss, a little checkbox, and it says, ask Google to ignore this page. And most of the time you want that unchecked. There are cases where you might have a page that you do not want to rank on Google. Maybe it's like your client pricing guide or something like that, where you just want to only be sending the link to people, not people to be able to find in search results. But with a template, again, most cases your template should come with that not marked. I guess an exception would be if you're buying like a pricing guide template or something, I guess it could come with it marked, but ideally the template should not come with that marked. So that being something like accidentally marked would be a template mistake that you might not ever notice that's causing your pages not to rank. So that's, you know, you just look at that in your Show It settings. And that's what I don't see as commonly, but I have seen it and I have heard people tell me that they bought templates where it has that marked. So let's recap those SEO mistakes. And again, I'll kind of tell you how you can work on figuring these out. So first one is the page design that lacks content and word count. So just looking at the design of the template, is it letting you put words in? Like, is there a good amount of content? Does this look like a page that could maybe rank on Google? That's what you want to be asking. And I want to note here, I design all my templates with this in mind, especially after the conversation I've had with Sarah about this of like, yes, this is so hugely important. So I'm designing pages so that you can like actually have room to work content into it. Second one, text tag settings being set up incorrectly, mainly the H1 declaration. I said that weird, either being like too many H1s or none. And I also should say too here, I don't think I said it earlier, but with my templates, I really, again, I feel like you can have a lot of fun with this. So if you're a designer listening, just know like you can make this a fun thing that you enjoy doing the settings for, but we like double and triple check this on templates because it is so easy to get it wrong on accident and just to have one that's off. And you can go to the plugin header checker to check a website for this, check your website or check a template. Third one was SEO settings already being set up on your pages or having the accidental request for Google to ignore a page. So that is it, friends. Three SEO mistakes your website template could be making. And again, there are more than this, right? But I want to focus on like three simple ones that I've seen or heard seen by other people who have bought templates. And again, if you're looking for a new website, whether it's an add-on template just to spice up what you currently have, or a full website template, check out my shop, elizabethmccraby.com/shop. And know that if you're listening to this live, Black Friday is almost here and kicks off on November 17th and will last for a while. I do a pretty long Black Friday sale to give you the opportunity to shop while also having the opportunity to just enjoy time off for Thanksgiving and giving myself and my team that opportunity as well. So the sale will be going on for a while. And we're going to have some awesome giveaways and a really fun, like seriously best sale ever, I think, with the bonuses and everything for my template 5-year anniversary sale. So anyway, that's it. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll be back next week with another one. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode all the way until the end. I appreciate you being here. And if you enjoyed this episode, then I want to invite you to check out my website template shop too. Over on ElizabethMcCravey.com, you'll find show it website templates that are easy to use, strategically designed, and created to help you book more clients and customers. Maybe your current website is really boring. Maybe it's a challenge to update. And maybe even it's that thing that you really feel like is just completely holding your business back. Your website needs to be strategically and intentionally designed in order for it to convert your viewers into raving customers. And that's exactly what my M-Shop templates do. So these are pre-made show it website templates where you can plug and play your content into it with ease and then get started with a website that's designed to actually help you make more money. These templates are designed to be SEO friendly on the back end, and they're not just pretty, but they are very strategic and with all the strategies I teach on this podcast. And best of all, they're easy for you to set up all by yourself. So shop them at ElizabethMcCravey.com/shop and come join the M-Shop family of hundreds of happy customers. And as an added perk, you can use the code BBPODCAST at checkout to get 10% off any template as a thank you for being a part of the podcast family. So that's BBPODCAST for 10% off any template over at ElizabethMcCravey.com. And if you love this podcast, don't forget that you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts so that you never miss an episode, and leave a rating and review for the show wherever you're listening. Share it with a friend, share it on Instagram or Facebook. That's a great way to support the podcast and get the word out. All right, I'll be back next week with another new episode.